Okay, Gesunde Sommer, we're holding Simen Reish Chaf Dalet Sif Zion. Zuck the Mechaber Sif Zion, Roya Page Kof Mem. Welcome to our anytime. Roya Chachme Umas Ha'ilam. We're continuing with our brachas, Birchas Re'iyah. When we see certain things, we make certain brachas. And we're going to finish the Simen tonight in Ritz Hashem. Zuck the Mechaber, Roya Chachme Umas Ha'ilam, Oivde Kechavim, Sheikh Achamim, Yechachme Sa'ilam. You see, non-Jews who are they excel in certain areas of chachma. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shenasa Mechachmasa LeBasav Adam. Hashem gave from his chachma to Basav Adam by a yid who has chachma satira. Over there we say Shechalak Mechachmasa Lireya. Hashem Chalak Mishabura said because we're sort of a chelak, we're davar to Hashem. So Hashem sort of separated for us, gave was chelak. He gave part of himself. And gave his chachma li yireya to those who fear him. By the goyim, it's nasan. It's not like a chelik of Hashem, it's like a separate something which is separate, a separate entity. He gave to this goyish chacham, and it's a bas of adam, not li yireya, but it's given to a bas of adam. Zok the mishnah berurah sukkah and yud mechachmais ha'olam ha'inu ba'asheva chachmais the seven chachmais la'afukim heim chachamim bedasam alze ein mevar klal. If he is someone who is a chacham in his religion, in his goyish religion, that chachma we're not going to make a bracha. It has to be from the seven chachmas. What are the seven chachmas? So it says it on the side, number 13. I don't know if I can type each one exactly. I'm going to try. So Pirshim is Sefer Midbar Kadmos, that they are. The first one is Higayon. Higayon, I think, has to do with language, like Diktuk, a linguist. Cheshbon is math, algebra, geometry, trigonometry. Shir, I think, is geography and history, maybe. Refuah is medicine, and I think science is included in Refuah. Nigun is music, musical theory. Elohus is, I think, philosophy and similar ideas. And Kishuf, I guess, would be Kishuf, some sort of, in the olden days, stargazing or stuff like that. Kishuf, those are the seven chachmais that. If he enforces him in one of these seven chachmas, then you make a bracha on such a person. You bring down here also the Bisker Rav makes a diag from the lashon of the Rambam. Chachma san nachrin be yedia seven mitzvot b'nei noach. It could be chachma in the seven mitzvot b'nei noach. Okay, fine. Zog the mechaber weiter sif ches al malchei Yisrael. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shechalach Mechvodil Yireya. Ve'al Malchi Umas Ha'olam Oivdei Kechavim Omer Baruch Shenasa Mechvodil Basav Adam. If you see a Jewish king, then you say Shechalach Mechvodil. Here is not Chachmasa, it's Hashem's Kavod Liyireya. If you see a Goyish king, you say Shenasa Mechvodil Basav Adam. He gave it to a Basav Adam. It's like Mishra Baruch Sekot Nidal Ve'al Malchi. Even a blind person, because even the Summa is able to feel the Ema and the Kavod that a king gets. Even if he's blind, he can feel that. The person never ever saw anything. Then it's hard for him to imagine this Kavod that the king is getting. But if he once was able to see, then he would make the bracha. The rulers who don't have the oil of the melech on them, that they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and they can kill people. On the regular ministers that are in charge of each city, those you make without shame of malchus. So what's halacha over here? So there are those that want to say that a king who can't decide to put someone to death, you shouldn't make a bracha. However, if you read it very carefully, and this is a dig that Rav Ozner makes, I'm pretty sure it's Rav Ozner, that a real king, someone who's a king be'etzem, even if you can't kill him, you would make the bracha. Shiltoinim are people who are not the king, but they have the right to say whatever they want, to do whatever they want, and they also can kill, you make a bracha on the shiltoin also. But he's not the melech. But if you have the melech himself, him you would make a bracha even if you can't kill. Now, if Kamina would be, is that even if you want to say that a king can't just be, let's say, like a president because there's a balance of powers and he's not really, in charge so much of the country and he doesn't get the kavod, that pomp and honor that a real king used to get. Sometimes, you know, you could have a motorcade of some famous people are fancier than the president himself. But when you have, let's say, the king of England, or the queen of England used to be, over there where we have the whole fanfare and the pomp and the whole, you know, covey that they give to them, even though they can't, they don't really have power, but that maybe the fact that they're the king, that itself would allow us to make a bracha. And that's something which someone should ask a shayla, if they ever see, at least for sure, by that ceremony where they coronated the king, if they're to make a bracha or not, that would be a shayla, even though the king has no real kayach over there in England. Yeah, that's that. I'm looking at the side. If they bring it down on the side, one thing they do say, I don't see it here in the Mishnah Berurah, that's brought down in the Pesukim, that even if you don't see the king's face, but you see the king, you see him from the back, or you see his chariot, you know he's in there, and you see the whole covered, then you wouldn't be able to make it. Here, number 17 on the side, it says, Aval HaMelech Atzma, Kasev HaShal Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, even if the king doesn't have the kayak to kill by himself, the Shevet Levi said you still make a bracha. There's some that want to say that maybe the American president, since he has the kayak to pardon someone from the death penalty, maybe that's a kayak to kill. It's a tarachi and halach lemaisa. One should ask a shayla. You know, with regards to some of the earlier brachas, we said that the minhag is not to make a lot of them. Even when it comes to, let's say, today in Siv Zayin, we learned the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam. Over there also, the same reason that Aruch HaShulchan said, we don't generally make the bracha on Chachmei Yisrael, because we don't know who qualifies to be enough of a Chacham. By the Goyim also, we don't really know who qualifies to be enough of a Chacham. Although, I was told, I never saw the video, I was told there's a video of Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Zatzal making a bracha on Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where Reb Chaim, he told him to stop, and he made a whole big bracha on Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shechalak, he was ready to make the bracha, and that's why over there he made it. Hakaponim, let's go right there. Over here, Zok the Mechaber Sif Tes. Zok the Mechaber Sif Tes Mitzvah Lishtada Liris Malachim Afila Malchi Umas Ha'ilam. It's a mitzvah. Try to see the king, even Malchei Umas Ha'olam. So even if we're going to say that, you know, we're not sure if we should make the bracha, we don't know if our kings, let's say the king of England, he doesn't have the kayach to kill, doesn't really have so much kayach, but to see the cover they give to the king, that much is definitely a mitzvah to try to see. And the reason is, the Gemara says, so that you can be mavchin, and Mirtz Hashem, and the Malach Mashiach comes, and see the kavod that by Mashiach, when he comes, and be able to compare that, and see how much greater it is, and even the kings, the Goyish kings get. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel Liris Malachim Afilu Umutuli Tami B'Timon Shal Devarim Pnei Kvoidin. You're allowed to even be Matami B'Timon Shal Devarim. Even the Kohen, I think he's referring to, to see the cover of the king. Bein Malchi Yisrael, Bein Malchi Umas Ha'olam. Mechem they covered Abrius. Leilech Anachem Avelim. Also, the Kohen can be Metame Etumah Derabanan. Emrei Pamachas Amelach Leivatal Yaser Milimudi Leraisoi. And Leisha Ba Bechayal Yaser Becovered Gadol Yaser. Someone should even be Mevatal his Limud to go see the king. But if you already saw him, then we're not Mevatal our learning to go see the king, unless now it's going to be with a much bigger covered. Then you go see it, and we go see it L'Shem Yichud. So we should see the covered they give the king, and then when Mashiach comes, we'll see the grace of covered that Mashiach gets. And we'll compare it to the Goyish king, and we'll say, wow, he got so much more. Or even the Yiddish king, we don't have them anymore, a Yiddish king, but even that, we'll see in Mirtz Hashem, the covet, that at the time, I guess, when there was a Yiddish king, you could see the chiluk between the Yiddish king and the Goyish kings. But now, it's in Mirtz Hashem, we'll see the covet of Melech HaMashiach. I see here number 21, he says, Lara to run, Lifnei Melech, May Umus Ha'ilam, to run in front of a king from Umus Ha'ilam. My real discon says in mitzvah asay mamish shem kvoidi shem malach Yisrael shem yizke yavchin the malach Yisrael the malach Yaakov. If you zeicha, you'll be able to mavchin between the kings of Yidden and the kings of the Goyim. Fine. Zakta mechaber sif yud. Haroi abati Yisrael be yeshuv and going to be yishuv by yesheni. If someone sees the Yiddish houses settled like by the by yesheni, omer baruch ata Hashem akinu melech ha'olam matzev gvul amona. You see them bechorbanah, you say baruch dayan emes. Look to Mishnah Berurah, Zakat Yidal about the Yisrael.
Paris, Bate Ashiri Israel, the wealthy Yidin, Shem Yishav, Mitaikiv Bugvura, Kundami Yisha Bayashena, sitting there, Mitaikiv Bugvura, with all their wealth and their strength. The Efshah Dafka Beretz Yisrael was by Yisheni Kamer, could be only back then, Av Bazman Azef, Tikka Beretz Yisrael Loi, and the Melo, that would be a reason not to make the Bracha. But Yisim refers to Kavanas Rashi, that Filo Mehemi Yishav Ma'atak Moi Bayashani Gan Kim Bracha, some say no, that Rashi would hold, if they're Yishav now, like it wasn't Bayashani, you would make the Bracha. The Rif Perish, Bati Yisrael, Be Yeshuva, and Haina Bati, can they see Hashem Espalim Besaychel, it means the Shuls. The meaning is not to make a bracha on seeing Bati Yisrael be Yeshuv. And even if we go now, and it is to some extent Eretz Yisrael is settled, and we have maybe in certain areas, in a certain aspect of Bati Yisrael be Yeshuv, but we only make the bracha Alach Lamaisa on Bati Knesia. Iskema Beis Hakneses Kisharoya Yisav Yafia Bisikuna. The Primogodim says these days it's better to make it without shame of malchus. I'm not familiar with people making the minhag to make this bracha. The Primogodim does say if you see, I guess a shul that's biyafuya b'tikunai, you make it b'li shame of malchus. Zaksif Yud Aleph, Haraya Bate Oyde Kachavim be Yeshuvan Arabar, Beis Gayim Yisach Hashem, Bechorbanim Oymer, Kel Nekomes Hashem. Zaksif Kotin Tezvav, the Mishabur, Haraya Bate, the Ferris Rashi, and now had a Bate Kutim, according to Rashi, before we said we're discussing actual houses, so this refers to the houses of Kutim, Shiyashim, Bishalva, Vahashke, Vahashir, and that's unfortunate. Well, the Rif Haraya Bate Tfilah Shalahem, according to the Rif, it means the places where they pray. Zaksif Yud Beis, Haraya Kivri Yisrael. Now, I just want to take us back because a lot of the brachas till now, we've been saying many times over and over that we don't really say them. Hagam that brought down in Shulchan Aruch because of the different sfeikas that we have. We're not generally noyeg to make these brachas. This sif is an exception, and this sif, the minhag is to say it. Let's see it inside. Zog sif yud beis. Haraya kivri Yisrael. Oimer barachat Hashem lakinu melech ha'olam asher yotzer eschem badin v'chulei v'al kivri oivdi chachavim oimer boisha imchem. So the whole Lashon here is not brought down. It is brought down in the Siddurim. The whole Lashon of Ashiyata Eschem Adin, the Kilkel Eschem Adin, I don't remember the exact Lashon by heart, but there is a Lashon which one can see is brought down in the Siddurim, and that is something which we do say. However, we'll see, like in the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be where it's been more than 30 days since a person was in the Beis HaKfaras. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, so call him to Zion. Kivri Yisrael, Mahayisham Rak Kever Echad, Yeshayim Shayin Lemer Bracha Zuki, Niskan Blushan Rabbim. There's only one Kever, then you don't see the Bracha. The Bracha with Niskan, specifically Blushan Rabbim. So if someone goes to a cemetery, a Jewish cemetery, they weren't there in 30 days, then they make this Bracha, and that's spoken out in the next Sif. Zaksif Yud Gimel, Kal Birchas Ra'iya, Mchazer Vira, Oyse Dabra Besaych Shoshim, Yoyim, In the Chazim Mavarech, any Birchas Ra'iya. You see it again within 30 days, you don't make a Bracha. Zak Mishab Rasha Kotin Yazayim. If you see the same king, if you see a different melech, you have to make a bracha. Now the poskim do speak out with regards to the melech, so to a queen. Even though she's not a king, she's a queen, you would also make the bracha. One has to be careful with the Isser Estaklos, but you don't actually have to see the queen's face. If you see the whole entourage and the whole pomp and fanfare, one can make it even by the queen. However, poskim also speak out, if going to these events is going to be full of pritzos and other Yisurim, then definitely one should not go to them. It's not worth it to see it then. Only if one could go in a way that's kosher, then they should go to see, so they could be mavchin, bein the covet of Malchi Umas Ha'ilam and Malchi Yisrael. If you see a different kever, so the Mishnah Berurah at this point is saying, if you see a different kever, you should make the bracha again. Amnam. He does not hold like this. That is brought down in the side of number 26. It says over there, you don't make a bracha misafik. And that is how we're knowing only someone who has not been to any Beis HaKfaras within the past 30 days, 30 full days of not going, which means that the day that they went last time is not part of the 30, and neither is today. That's something which we spoke out. I'm pretty sure we spoke it out a few days ago, a different time we were speaking about 30 days. Maybe it was a Reya Chaveroi. Where did we speak that one out? We spoke it out. I don't recall exactly when. But we spoke out somewhere the cheshvan of 30 days, the Mishmeruv there spoke out that we don't count the day that you're in or the day that the last time you saw. I'm looking right now. Okay, I don't see it on the spot, but I do believe that's the pshat. If we're wrong, then we'll correct it in the next year. I think we don't count the day that you were there last time. We don't count today. There's a whole 30-day chunk of time where a person was not there. Then they make the bracha. And it quotes over here, and it said also in Aruch HaShulchan, that if they added new kvarim, then you would make a bracha even the same base that kvaris. Achein, that Rosh Hamazaman writes, and it's brought down in Halicha Shlema, he doesn't write it, it said the shame of Rosh Hamazaman, even if they add more kvarim, the minhag is not to make a new bracha, but Friday if you're not there. Now when do you make the bracha? So Rav Moshe has a truth about this. If you see from far away the tall matzevas, the tall the rocks on top of the place where people were buried, that is not when you make a bracha. You have to see the actual place, the ground where they're buried on. You know, the matzeva, the flat one, that flat rock, that would be okay. If someone sees that, they could already make the bracha. But just seeing from far the tall matzevas, that a person will not make a bracha. Generally, someone who drives by in a car, even though there are places that do speak out to make a bracha, I believe the minhag is only if you actually walk into the Beis HaKfaris and then you see it, then you would make this bracha. There also is a shayla if it's at an actual levaya. If a person goes to a Beis HaKfaris for a Kamas Matseva, then levada, they would make such a bracha. But if they go for a levaya, or they go on the yard say they make a bracha, but they go for a levaya, there are those that say that they don't make a bracha. Some say they do, they make a bracha. Then also, it's a shayla. Everyone should ask a shayla if it ever happens. And we'll stop over here at Simon Reish Chav Hey. Tomorrow, I do believe, is going to be again virtual. And we will be live in Mirza Hashem. Looking forward to be back live, regular schedule, in Mirza Hashem on Thursday. Everyone should have a Gesundheit Zimmer.